This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. I think I've mentioned before on the program an interview I did with Sumner Redstone, the guy who owns Viacom and CBS, about 10 or so years ago when he was 83 years old. And I asked him what was going to happen when he wasn't around anymore because, 83, right? I maintain to this day that if there hadn't been a table between us, he'd have reached across and strangled me. He did not take kindly to intimations that he might not be around. If you know what I mean. I mention it because today, at the age of 93, Redstone showed he is still not messing around. Redstone, who has been in a protracted fight over the control of his companies, Viacom in particular, has booted five people off of Viacom's board of directors, including CEO Philippe Doman. Markets liked it, shares up almost 5% today. There is surely more to come in that story. Okay, a word here about eggs and tiny little baby male chicks. And it is a good word for them. The giant egg cooperative United Egg Producers, it accounts for about 95% of all the egg-laying hens in this country, it says it's going to end the practice of male chick culling by the end of the year 2020. If you don't know what that is, neither did I. Here's the deal. Egg producers have no use for male chicks, hundreds of millions of them every year. So when they are a day old, they're killed. Gigi Dubin explains why that's going to stop.
On one side of the chicken world, there are broilers. They're bred to grow gigantic over the course of a month. At that point, they're slaughtered, and boom, roast chicken for dinner. Then there are the egg layers. The males of this breed have no purpose.
So that leaves them as essentially this byproduct of the laying chicken hatcheries.
David Komenheide is executive director of the Humane League. He says standard practice is for these day-old chicks to be macerated, essentially killed in a blender or a grinder. Things don't need to get to that point thanks to new technology being developed, Komenheide says. A tiny needle goes into the shell.
And they'll know very accurately and very early on whether the chick is going to be male or female.
Think of it as a sort of chicken ultrasound. Instead of hatching, the male eggs can go on to a different fate, being used for vaccine research and pet food. Egg producers will have to pay for this technology, but Jason Lusk, agricultural economics professor at Oklahoma State, says there's a big payoff in the long run.
So that consumers have confidence that animals are being well treated when they buy eggs.
And even though most consumers have no idea that this even happens, Lusk says it's smart for egg producers to pledge to end the practice before it morphs into an animal welfare public relations nightmare. That goes a long way, he says, toward keeping Americans' appetite for eggs high. I'm Gigi Dubin for Marketplace.